Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
and my heart is beating loudly, speaking, crying out to you.
Every worshiper singing lead right here. Let's ask for more.
Lord, I need more.
Life depends on you. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Excuse me. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Burboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, the living God, hover over this service in the name of Jesus. Hover over our lives in the name of Jesus. Hover over this radio prayer service, over the prayer line in the name of Jesus. Hover over our homes in the name of Jesus. Hover over the lives of our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Hover over our spouses, oh God, lives, the lives of our spouses in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our dwelling places and let there be light. Your holy light begin to shine in our lives that others may see and bring glory and honor to your name. So this morning, Spirit of the living God, we totally and completely surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, take preeminence in our lives, take preeminence in this service. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every moment. Hour. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Rain down your grace this morning. Rain down your mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you, Spirit of the living God. Breathe on each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take everything in us and let us not bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Uproot those things that are causing us to stumble in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Your word says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just, willing to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, those that are connected to us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Uriyama Sanderia Kurose Teriakum. We thank you, Jesus. As we come into your presence, we pray, O God, that each and every one of us will have a personal encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ is glorified and is honored. Hallelujah. Fill us up to an overflowing. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Oh, God, we thank you for your unspeakable joy. We thank you for pouring on us the oil of gladness. We thank you, O God, for giving us new wine skins, for this new wine, for this season, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for divine promotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for sharpening our gift of wisdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Lord, for understanding counsel, the spirit of understanding counsel, might, and reverential fear of the Lord. O God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. O Holy Spirit, sharpen our gifts, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are, you said you will provide for us, O God. Provide for us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We surrender everything that all of our cares, all of our burdens to you. We lay it at the feet of Jesus, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, we thank you that we have access to the throne of grace, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And we thank you, O God, for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. We thank you, O God. We are grateful to you. We do not take you for granted. We love you, Almighty God. We thank you for your grace, your love, your goodness, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we repent, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus, O God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways. Release the blood of Jesus over the cyberspace. Release the blood of Jesus over the networks. Release the blood. We took our homes in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We took our environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, everything in our possession in the blood of Jesus, everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all those that concern us. Everything that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus glorify us. Oh, God, we thank you for your precious blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the mind of Christ be in us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you for divine transformation of our mind, oh, God, to the mind of Christ, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for opening our spheres of influence in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we thank you for enlarging our territory, O God. We thank you for opening the doors of our spheres of influence, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you know that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you that you are a wall of fire around us, and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. The fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Refresh us, O God. Refresh us in Christ Jesus. Refresh us in Christ Jesus. Refresh our minds, our thoughts, O God. Refresh our intellect, O God. Refresh us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the refreshing time come in the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh God. Father, refresh us in Christ Jesus. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we drink from that fountain and we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. We command every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies to come in divine alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. We flush every sickness, every disease from in our bodies in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, there is nothing too impossible for you to do for us. When God is for us, who can be against us? So, Father, this morning we just come into your presence with praises. We come into your presence with thanksgiving. We thank you for the victory that is in our praise. Oh, God, there's victory, victory, victory. We thank you, oh, God, that when we praise you from our hearts, oh, God, shackles are broken, walls are torn down in the name of Jesus. Chains are broken, oh God. So, Father God, we will yet praise you, the God of all salvation, regardless of what is happening in our lives. Oh God, we will give you the honor. We will give you the praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you deserve the praises and the glory and honor, oh God. Oh, we bless your name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, you are so good. In the name of Jesus, not so good, but all good. Everything about you is all good. Let your goodness and your mercy follow us all the days of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for honoring our prayers, oh God. We thank you for opening our eyes of discernment to see the answers, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness. We bless your name. We adore you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the morning dew fall upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the morning dew, oh God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen, hallelujah, let us worship him.
Hallelujah. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never go, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hey, da, 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 da. Oh, da, da, da. Hey, da, 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 da. Yes, we were. you are too committed to leave me. Oh Jesus, you are too consistent to leave me halfway. Yeah. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you start, you always finish. Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail.
Hallelujah. God, you're just too all faithful to fail me. Hallelujah. You're too faithful to fail me. I will trust you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Trust in the Lord all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, hallelujah, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth bless. Verse 4 says, so Abraham, he parted as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Almighty God, I hide behind the cross. Let your word come forth, power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but in godly wisdom from the Spirit of Almighty God. I decrease and you increase in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis 12:1-4. And I know you have read it so many times. I know you have heard it so many times. But God is speaking to us from a different angle this morning. Hallelujah. In Hebrews, we look at the book of Hebrews. Let's look at the book of Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. Turn your Bible or just write it down. We'll come back to Genesis. But let's look at Hebrews 11. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. living by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not formed because God has translated him. But before his translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Then I want to go to verse 8. By faith, Abraham, called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked, hallelujah, and he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Whose builder and maker is God. So the Bible tells us without faith, we're talking about faith, it is impossible to believe God. Verse 6 says, when you come to God, when you come here, when you come into his presence, when you receive him, you must believe that he is God. He is the CEO of the universe. He is the creator. Hallelujah. Look around you. The sun, the moon, the stars, the creation. Hallelujah. Look at yourself. Your body. Look at your hands, your fingers. Look. He is God. Hallelujah. That he is. Because when you look all around you, hallelujah, I don't know, but your faith should come to another level. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What does that mean? He rewards you. We say it flippantly. So he wrote, no, but when you are diligently, what is the word diligently and seeking God? Look at the word to be diligently. You are diligently seeking him. Hallelujah. That means you absolutely believe in him and you are diligently seeking God. Hallelujah. You are focused, hallelujah, on seeking him. You diligent, you don't miss a beat. You don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. You when you seek him, when you seek me, you are finding what I mean. You go above and beyond. And this is what Abraham did. You go above and beyond when God said, leave your father's house. Abraham did not know where he was going. But for him to leave, he had faith and he was diligently seeking God. He had believed, hallelujah, in Almighty God, because if he did not have that, he believed not and followed. He had believed. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. And each of us giving measure of faith. Supposing everybody have it, because if you didn't have faith, well, you sit in a chair, because you don't know whether that chair will hold you, but everybody is giving a measure of faith. Hallelujah. So literally you have a foundational level of faith, because faith comes in foundational levels. So but God gives every one of us the foundational level of faith. It's a measure of faith. Some people measure, depending on your assignment, might be more than others. God is no respecter of persons, but when he does things, he will give A more faith than B because of the assignment that letter A has. Hallelujah. So we look at Abraham, he left. He listened to God. And he left his father's house. And he took his wife and Lot, everyone. That when Abraham, when God called Abraham, let me say this. Abraham was not poor, a wealthy family. Hallelujah. When God called Abraham. Abraham was not poor. So look what when he left. The Bible says he left, he took Lot, and of course he took Sarah. Then let's look at verse 5. And Abraham, Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, all their wealth, all their substance, and the souls that they had gotten inherent, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, unto the land of Canaan they came. So what I'm saying, he was not poor. He had wealth. Hallelujah. He took everybody's souls, that means slave. When you're doing those days, you have slaves, you know that you're not poor during those times. He took everyone with him. So that means he was going on a journey by listening to the voice of God. He was going on a journey believing the voice of God. Abraham did not ask God any question. He just got his wife, his nephew, and the people in his household, and he left. Sometimes God will give us divine instructions, and we want to know all the answers. But you will not know all the answers because you have to be able to walk by faith. The thing about it, you have to be obedient. Obedient to his word. You have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is a belief system that has to be deep within you. Hallelujah. And you will trust his voice. My sheep hear my voice and follow. And do not follow the voice of a stranger. No, this is not a stranger talking to Abram. It's God. Hallelujah. And he had enough faith. How many of you, if God says get ready to go right now, you and your family pack everything up right now. Get ready to go to Canada. First, even though you know the voice of God, you will think, oh, I wonder if the enemy, why God would tell me to do this. I don't think it's God. But when you know it's God, when you have encountered him before, when you have gotten into an intimate relationship, you know his voice, a voice for you to be able to recognize a voice, that voice you may have heard it a couple of times. That's why you can hear the voice. If my sister come right now and start talking, a few of you will know. Some people right now will think it is my sister because our voices are almost similar. But those that know me real well will be able to distinguish between my voice and my sister's voice. How, you know, those who talk to me often, who, they will be able to know. Hallelujah. And so this is not a father, this is a sister. Hallelujah. Because the sound of the voice, it might sound the same, but there are differences. The problem is, for us human beings, we cannot differentiate the differences because it sounds so alike. Hallelujah. But you've got to be able to know the sound of the voice. And Abraham knew the sound of the voice of God. And what, he wasn't following a strange God, following God. We read in the scripture, Genesis 12, but Abram must have had a relationship, hallelujah, with God. Even though the Bible don't state this in the bit, but think about human beings, we have been the same all along. Abraham must have been spending time communicating with that God, Abram. And so when he knew the voice, hallelujah. Make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you know the voice of God. You know the voice of God when someone is speaking prophetically to you. You know whether it's from God or whether it's another voice. So you listen keenly. And if you're in doubt, you take it to God in prayer. And he will let you know. Hallelujah. But you've got to be able to know his voice. The problem in the world today, we are following voices that sound like the voice of God. The voice of God. That's why a lot of people run after prophetic prophecy. Hallelujah. They run after prophecy, and they do not even understand what is going on. That's why we have to seek him diligently, study his word, spend time in his presence, pray, hallelujah, do his will. The more you spend time with God, the more you get to know him. Hallelujah. When he wakes you up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, what do you say? Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. You listen to his voice and what he's calling, he's saying to you. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Think about it. Which voice are you really, really following? Is it a voice of the hireling that sounds like the good shepherd, or is it the shepherd's voice? For you to distinguish, you have to have spent time. Hallelujah. And I always say this, my nephew, when he was a baby, he couldn't distinguish my voice from my sister's voice. And he would look back and forth at me and my sister as we talked as a baby. When he was a baby, because our voices sound the same. But of course, he thought unto who his mom was. Why? Because he had spent time with her as in her womb. He heard that voice, that familiar voice, over and over. And so as a baby, he was sensitive to hear every single note in his mother's voice and knew the notes in his mother. Oh, my God. That's another. The notes in his mother's voice were different from the notes in my voice. Hallelujah. When you look at notes, it could be A, B, C, D. But notes, huh? The intonation, he knew. And Satan is he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, so he will confuse you with the notes. Hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice and follow it. Hallelujah. So do not just follow, but make sure it's the voice of Almighty God. Some things look good, it sound good, but God is not there. Hallelujah. So what do you do? You walk by faith. You ask God for discernment. You can pick up on it very fast. A couple of months ago, a very great man of God, a prophet, apostle, a very awesome man of God. I've been knowing him for over 15 years. Walked signs, wonders, and miracles. A powerful, powerful man. Young man of God. Revival is breaking up. I mean, he walks in miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. And he spoke to me. He said, Apostle, the Lord wants me to come to be a blessing to your ministry. He said, we just have to look for a date, and then I'll come and be a blessing to your ministry. He said, do you want to have it in North Carolina or Maryland? I love Maryland. I said, Maryland. And he said, we went back and forth with finding the dates. I got extremely excited. He said, Apostle, you don't have to give. I'm going to pay my own plane ticket, pay for my hotel and everything. I want to be a blessing to your ministry. So I want to come. Don't do anything financially. I'm going to do it on my big book, my hotel. You just find a date and the event. So I went. I was excited. I think I told one or two people. I was so excited. And went and for the date and everything. And then I signed the contract with the Marriott and everything. But then I had a stirring in my spirit also to come. But why am I not feeling right about this? In the beginning, I was so excited. But then I started, after the date, like something was happening, and I could sense that God was speaking to me. And I spoke to my husband, and I said, I don't know, there's something going on, but I don't want to be presumptuous. Because I know a pastor is highly anointed. I know he walks in signs and wonders. I've been knowing him for over 15 years. I know. And God wants him to bless this ministry. And so I kept pondering, and I didn't say anything. I continued in prayer. Suppose God has said to me he will do the flyers and all that stuff. He wants to be a blessing to the ministry. And so you all who think people just will come, sometimes people do it, but I've always, all through the years, been a blessing to his ministry. Hallelujah. When I say a blessing, always plant a seed, or I always been there with he, his wife, and the children. We are blessing. And God always used me. And he will say it, for he's been on the prayer many years ago. He came, but God always used me to release detailed prophetic words into his life. Detailed for years. God have used, gave him some prophetic words. Detail. God is very detailed. And so this, I kept fluttering, wondering over this. So Bozo made the flyer. And he made the flyer. He sent me the flyer. He said, this is the flyer made. I look at the flyer. And this proposal is about my son's age, my oldest child, who is 41. If a proposal is older, I think it might be 42, but I think they're the same age. And regardless of the age, even though I can birth him, he's an apostle. I respect his office is in the anointing that he has on his life. Some people, when they can birth you, they don't respect you. It's not about respecting, you know, birthing and stuff. I respect him. I give him all the respect, even though I can have it. And he can be my son. Because I respect the office that he's in. But he gave him the flyer. And I looked at it. This is nice. I said, do you want me to post the flyer? He said, yeah, go ahead. I posted it, and again, I kept going back and forth to God. God, why am I feeling this in my spirit? I know that he's your son. I know that you use him mightily. I know that he's anointed. He's fully anointed. I know he travels all through the U.S. I know. But why am I feeling this? Lord, I want to do what is right. Hallelujah. What is it? What is your will? For someone to come and bless us. What is your will, Lord? Why am I feeling this way? Hallelujah. What is going on? And I pondered and I pondered and I prayed and we were going through the 40 days fasting, which was a great fast, and I began to pray, and I prayed. And then the Lord, and then I look at the flyer, Lord said, look at the flyer again, Marco. I look at the flyer. He said, what do you see? And I saw one or two things on the flyer. And I said, okay, God, yeah. So I said, but God, I want to hear from you because I do not want my people in the ministry to miss this blessing, oh God, because when you are under shepherd, under Jesus Christ, and let's say God is sending somebody, I wanted to make sure that the members receive, and those that are associated with me in Maryland, and that they receive. So I wanted to make sure that I don't move by my I'm on the soulish thing, but move spiritually, because I wanted to make sure what God was saying. You know, there are times things look very good, and everything seems to be in place. Hallelujah, and everything was in place. Signed the contract. But I still felt different. I'm saying this to you so you can be very careful what you do. So then I remember taking my bath. I said, God, and finally I said, Lord, if it's you, let me know. Taking my shower, because usually when I take my shower, I hear from God. It's something with the water. And then he said, you will know just whether it's me, if this thing or not. He said, I told you to look at the flyer. And everybody who knows me, if you've been around me and you know me, if you look on my Facebook page, if you look at my pictures, if you know me, you never see me in dark colors. I'm not a person to wear dark colors. I'm always will wear bright colors. I love bright. And I have nothing against dark colors. I've always been like that. And the only time I wear black when I'm going to a funeral. I don't wear dark colors. I wear bright colors. You go in my closet, you probably have an attack with all the bright colors. My shoes, everything bright. I love bright colors. Even my home is bright colors. So what I'm saying, and the back of the flyer was black. I said, how can God put, God knows. I started complaining. I said, God, you know I don't like black. Why in the world the background would be black? Why this doesn't seem right to me. But the Lord spoke, and then the apostle called me after a few weeks. He said I need to talk to you. I said okay. He said please. I have to go to Oklahoma on the date that I told you is urgent, and the Lord wants me to that place in Oklahoma City. And that's the same date we have for our, he gave these dates for the event. He said, Apostle, can we just switch the dates? Because I have, so God has answered. So what? God has answered my prayer. He's an authentic man. He's great. But it's not that, it was not the timing. Everything can look right, but sometimes it is not the timing. And so when it's not the timing, you do not force things to happen when it's not God's timing. When it's God's timing, everything we're synchronized. Amen. Everything was synchronized, and when the apostle told me, I said, "Oh, don't!" I said, "You know what? I already felt something in my spirit." Now, he's an authentic man of God. He's great. I mean, he's I walked in Zion. He's sold out for God. And I told him, I said, "You know what? I know God had already spoken to me. God spoke to me first by looking at the flyer, because God knows that I don't like dark colors." But I couldn't just go on the flyer. I wanted to hear from God. And I didn't want to just call this person and say, oh, I don't, no, because I respect the anointing. He was coming to bless the ministry I wasn't giving. He was paying his hotel, paying his own way. He was doing everything. So how can I call? No. But then God just intervened because I prayed about it. What I'm saying to you, things will look right. And it's right, but it's not the timing. Okay. So not only do you hear the sound, but you got to know the timing. You got to understand the timing of God. God have a set time for things. So even, let's say, if I had pushed it, first of all, he would be this apostle, and I know he wouldn't disrespect God. You know what I mean? Okay, let's say, and then the Lord told me and told him, we synchronize the next, that both of you will come into a synchronization of the date and time. And when God tells you to do something on the date and time, you get an overflow of the anointing move. There's a blessing. There's different things that take place. What am I saying to you? To know the timing, you know the sound. Do you know the timing? You know the sound. Do you know the details? God is a detailed God. So when you're walking by faith, you have to have some things in, be able to be sensitive to what God is doing when you're walking by faith. If he said go, you got to know it's that the timing. Abraham knew that we were synchronized with God. Hallelujah. Everything got a secret life. God might say, I'm going to give you a house. But you don't just run out there It might not be the time synchronized. But God said to Sarah, I'm going to give you a child. Instead of her waiting, you went and got Hagar. You see, you got, if you don't know the timing, there's seasons and the timing of God. Who am I speaking to this morning? Learn to know that some things can look right, but it's not the timing. It's right, but it's not the timing. And it looks good because I was excited. So the Lord and I, there will be another date when God, when God set that date, the date is already set in heaven. When that date is downloaded to both I and the apostle, the miracles of Maryland will shake when that date is set. But that date has to be downloaded to apostle and I. And then when we follow God, I hear in the spirit, it will be an explosion. An explosion. An explosion, hallelujah, of the glory of God. It will be an explosion of the glory. Hallelujah. And so last night as I slept, and I'm bringing this word to every one of you who's here this morning. This is one word, and I'm finished with you. Say the prayers and go. The Lord said, this is the time for victory. You should do your victory praise. Your earthquake victory praise. Hallelujah. I want you to praise the Lord like you never. He said, tell the prayer line. He woke me up 2 o'clock this morning and said, tell them they should do a victory praise. He said, a victory praise. I'm not saying to you, oh, thank you, Jesus. You better do a victory praise, a victory dance, and praise God, hallelujah, for your breakthrough. Whatever you've been looking for, the Lord has done it. Whether you have seen it, it manifested, it is done. Your victory praise, you better do it, because I'm going to do my victory praise. You better get some music, some gospel music on, and you better dance and praise God like you never before did. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you that you have said victory praise for the month of March. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We thank you for understanding seasons and times and timing. It can be right, but it might not be the time. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, almighty God, but deliver us from evil. From dying is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Amen. And amen. To the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, hallelujah, surely his goodness, hallelujah, and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus, 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 Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm saying this to you. They got other people that's on this prayer line that's not even part of this ministry. They will receive also. So if you don't want to receive it, I am ministering the intercessors and the prayer warriors and the mothers. It's up to you. But you better, if those who want to receive, you better praise God. You better do that because he said, tell them. I want them to do the victory, that victory praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.